Are you ready to level up your mindset? Today, we're diving into 10 things a smart person never says, inspired by the timeless wisdom of Stoicism. Lesson 1. That's not my job. Every situation gives you a chance to grow as a person and show virtue. People who say, "That's not my job," are thinking in a way that limits their own duty, which goes against the Stoic view that everything is linked and that it's important to contribute to the greater good. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, said it was important to see yourself as part of a bigger group. He said, "What is not good for the beehive cannot be good for the bees." This means that each person's health and the health of the group are bound together. When people turn down tasks or responsibilities because they aren't part of their official duties, they miss out on the chance to help others and improve their own skills. When we face problems, Stoicism tells us to see them as chances to be good. When we are given a task that doesn't seem to fit our job description, we should see it as a chance to show that we are flexible, willing to take the initiative, and dedicated to the greater good. Not every job should be taken on without thinking, but every situation should be looked at with an eye toward growth and service. Smart people know that getting out of their comfort zones is often a good way to grow. If we don't say, "That's not my job," we leave ourselves open to new things and chances to learn. People respect and believe us because we take action, which is good for our own growth and the growth of those around us. In the fast-paced and linked world of today, sticking to a strict job description can be restricting. People who can change, learn new skills, and take on different roles are highly valued. By taking a Stoic view and taking on tasks that aren't directly related to our main job, we show that we are flexible and reliable, able to handle any situation. This helps us develop a strong, flexible, and purposeful attitude, which is in line with the Stoic ideal of living in balance with the greater good. Lesson 2. I can't do this. Saying, "I can't do this," makes us feel like we can't do anything and shows that we are defeatist. Stoicism, on the other hand, teaches us to see and use our inner power and toughness. Stoic thought says that our ideas about our limits are often more limiting than the problems we actually face. Epictetus, a famous Stoic philosopher who used to be a slave, said that we should focus on what we can control. He stated, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." In other words, we may not be able to change the outside conditions, but we can change how we react to them. As soon as we say, "I can't do this," we give up power over our actions and skills. Instead, Stoicism tells us to think of everything as possible and to keep going even when things get hard. When we have a hard job to do, we should remember ourselves that problems are chances to learn and grow. We give ourselves the power to get past problems by changing how we think about them and focused on what we can do instead of what we can't. The Stoic technique of picturing bad things happening can also help in this case. This means thinking about the worst-case situation and getting ready for it in your mind. By doing this, we lower the fear and stress that come with failing. Once we know and accept the worst-case scenario, we can think more clearly and calmly about the job at hand. Someone who is smart knows that having doubts about themselves is normal and can be overcome. Saying, "How can I do this?" instead of "I can't do this," changes our attention from what we can't do to what we can do. This shift in viewpoint can help you come up with new ways to solve problems and find answers you didn't expect. Another idea from Stoicism called the dichotomy of control helps us figure out what we can control and what we can't. We have a better chance of succeeding when we focus on the parts of a situation that we can change. Focusing on our own actions, thoughts, and reactions makes us stronger and more useful. Stoicism teaches us to see our own inner strength and to face problems with an open mind and a strong will. We not only improve our chances of success, but we also feel more confident and able when we do this. Lesson 3. I already know that. Saying "I already know that" shows a closed mind, which can get in the way of learning and growing. Stoicism, on the other hand, shows how important it is to be humble and always work to improve yourself. Someone who is truly wise knows that they need to be willing to learn, even from things they already know or lessons that seem obvious. A famous Stoic thinker named Seneca said, "While we teach, we learn." This shows that teaching and learning are two sides of the same coin. When we think we already know something, we miss the chance to learn more or see things from a different angle. Being Stoic means going into every scenario with an open mind and a desire to learn. Self-reflection, which is a Stoic habit, is also very important here. By regularly looking at our actions and thoughts, we can find ways to get better and grow. This habit helps us understand that we can always learn more and that getting smarter is a process, not a goal. Also saying, "I already know," that can get in the way of working together and communicating well. It can make you seem cocky or comfortable, which can turn people off and stop people from sharing their thoughts. A smart person knows how important it is to listen and interact with others, even if what they have to say seems like common sense. Stoicism also tells us to pay attention to the things we can change. We may not be able to change the knowledge that is given to us, but we can change how we feel about it and what we do about it. By keeping an open and curious mind, we find chances to learn and grow, even in settings that don't seem to have any value. Also, the idea of amor fati, which means love of fate, tells us to enjoy every experience, even the ones that seem boring or repeated. We become more resilient and appreciate the road of life more when we accept and find value in every situation. By doing this, we not only learn more, but we also improve our relationships with others and make ourselves more useful overall. Lesson 4. It's not my fault. It's not my fault is a usual way to deal with loss or bad luck. Stoicism, on the other hand, tells us to own up to our mistakes and concentrate on what we can change. Being responsible is an important part of growing and being strong, and smart people know this. Epictetus said it was important to think about how we react to things rather than what happens around us. He stated, "We cannot choose our external circumstances, but we can always choose how we respond to them." By moving our attention from who is to blame to who is responsible, we give ourselves the power to learn from our mistakes and make better decisions in the future. Self-examination, a Stoic habit, is very important in this case. By thinking about our deeds and thoughts on a daily basis, we can see where we might have made things worse or where we can do better. This helps us create an attitude of responsibility and always trying to get better. It's not my fault can also get in the way of working together and fixing problems. It makes people guarded, which makes it harder for people to talk to each other and share their thoughts. When someone is smart, they know how important it is to take responsibility for their deeds and help others do the same. Understanding the dichotomy of control from a Stoic point of view helps us figure out what we can control and what we can't. We may not be able to change what happens in the outside world, but we can change how we feel and react to it. We can be more successful and resilient if we focus on our own actions and choices. Stoicism also tells us that it's important to accept our mistakes and learn from them. Marcus Aurelius said, "What stops action moves action forward. What gets in the way turns into the way." This means that problems and setbacks are chances to learn and get better. We can turn problems into opportunities for growth by owning up to our mistakes and learning from them. At its core, saying "it's not my fault" takes the attention off of our own responsibility and limits our growth potential. As a Stoic, I believe that we should own up to our mistakes, learn from them, and concentrate on the things we can change. In this way, we develop an attitude of resilience, efficiency, and constant self-improvement. Lesson 5. That's impossible. Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic philosopher, wrote, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This means that obstacles and challenges are opportunities for growth and progress. By viewing difficulties as stepping stones rather than barriers, we open ourselves up to new possibilities and solutions. Stoicism also teaches the importance of focusing on what is within our control. When faced with a seemingly impossible task, we should concentrate on the aspects we can influence and take proactive steps towards our goal. By breaking down the challenge into manageable parts and addressing each one systematically, we can make progress even in the face of adversity. By contemplating the worst-case scenario and mentally preparing for it, we reduce the fear and anxiety associated with potential failure. This allows us to approach the task with a clearer and more composed mindset, increasing our chances of success. Saying that's impossible can also be a barrier to innovation and creativity. It shuts down the exploration of new ideas and solutions. A smart person recognizes that many of the greatest achievements in history were once deemed impossible. By maintaining a mindset of curiosity and possibility, we open ourselves up to new opportunities and breakthroughs. Stoicism teaches the value of perseverance and resilience. Epictetus said, "No great thing is created suddenly." This means that achieving significant goals often requires sustained effort and determination. By persisting in the face of challenges and refusing to accept limitations, we develop the strength and resilience needed to overcome obstacles and achieve our goals. Stoicism teaches us to embrace challenges, focus on what is within our control, and approach difficulties with a mindset of resilience and possibility. By doing so, we increase our chances of success and open ourselves up to new opportunities and growth. Lesson 6. I told you so. The phrase "I told you so" reflects a mindset of superiority and can damage relationships and communication. Stoicism, however, teaches the value of humility, empathy, and constructive dialogue. A smart person understands that fostering positive interactions and learning from each other is more valuable than asserting one's correctness. Seneca, a Stoic philosopher, emphasized the importance of maintaining harmonious relationships and avoiding unnecessary conflict. He wrote, "It is the power of the mind to be unconquerable." This means that true strength lies in maintaining composure and understanding, even in the face of disagreement or frustration. Saying, "I told you so," can create a sense of division and defensiveness. It shifts the focus from finding solutions and learning to assigning blame and asserting superiority. A smart person recognizes that effective communication and collaboration are key to personal and collective growth. By avoiding this phrase, we create a more supportive and constructive environment. Stoicism also teaches the importance of focusing on what is within our control. While we cannot control others' actions or decisions, we can control our own responses and attitudes. By approaching each situation with empathy and understanding, we foster positive interactions and build stronger relationships. The Stoic practice of self-reflection is crucial here. By regularly examining our own thoughts and actions, we can identify areas where we may have contributed to a problem or where we can improve. This practice helps us develop a mindset of accountability and continuous self-improvement, rather than one of blame and superiority. Saying, "I told you so," can also be a missed opportunity for learning and growth. Instead of focusing on being right, we should focus on understanding the situation and finding ways to move forward. A smart person recognizes that every experience, even those that involve mistakes or misunderstandings, is an opportunity for learning and improvement. Lesson 7. It's not fair. The phrase "it's not fair" reflects a mindset that focuses on external circumstances and perceived injustices. Stoicism, however, teaches us to accept what we cannot control and to focus on our own actions and responses. A smart person understands that life is inherently unpredictable and that resilience and adaptability are key to navigating its challenges. Epictetus, a Stoic philosopher, emphasized the importance of focusing on what is within our control. He said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This means that while we cannot control external events or the actions of others, we can control our own attitudes and responses. By accepting this, we free ourselves from the frustration and helplessness that come from focusing on perceived injustices. Saying "it's not fair" can also create a sense of victimhood and entitlement. It shifts the focus from finding solutions and taking action to dwelling on what is beyond our control. A smart person recognizes that life is not always fair, and that resilience and adaptability are crucial to overcoming challenges and achieving goals. Stoicism teaches the value of amor fati, or love of fate, which encourages us to embrace all experiences, including those that seem unfair or unjust. By accepting and finding value in every situation, we cultivate resilience and a deeper appreciation for the journey of life. The Stoic practice of self-reflection is essential here. By regularly examining our own thoughts and actions, we can identify areas where we may be contributing to a problem or where we can improve. This practice helps us develop a mindset of accountability and continuous self-improvement, rather than one of blame and frustration. Saying, "It's not fair," can also be a barrier to effective problem-solving and personal growth. Instead of focusing on perceived injustices, we should focus on what we can do to address the situation and move forward. A smart person recognizes that challenges and setbacks are opportunities for learning and growth. Lesson 8. I don't have time. The phrase "I don't have time" reflects a mindset that prioritizes immediate demands over long-term goals and personal growth. Stoicism, however, teaches us the value of prioritizing our time and focusing on what truly matters. A smart person understands that effective time management is crucial to achieving success and personal fulfillment. Seneca, a Stoic philosopher, wrote extensively about the importance of time and how we use it. He said, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it." This means that the issue is not the amount of time we have, but how we choose to spend it. By prioritizing our time and focusing on what truly matters, we can achieve our goals and live a more fulfilling life. Saying, "I don't have time," can also be a barrier to personal growth and development. It reflects a mindset that prioritizes immediate demands and distractions over long-term goals and personal growth. A smart person recognizes the value of time and makes a conscious effort to prioritize activities that contribute to their goals and well-being. Stoicism teaches the importance of focusing on what is within our control. While we may not control external demands on our time, we can control how we choose to allocate our time and energy. By setting clear priorities and making deliberate choices, we can ensure that our time is spent on activities that align with our values and goals. The Stoic practice of self-reflection is crucial here. By regularly examining our use of time and identifying areas where we may be wasting time or focusing on less important activities, we can make more intentional choices and improve our time management. This practice helps us develop a mindset of accountability and continuous self-improvement. Saying, "I don't have time," can also be a missed opportunity for learning and growth. Instead of focusing on the perceived lack of time, we should focus on how we can better manage our time and make more intentional choices. A smart person recognizes that effective time management is crucial to achieving success and personal fulfillment. Lesson 9. You're wrong. The phrase "you're wrong" reflects a mindset of confrontation and can damage relationships and communication. Stoicism, however, teaches the value of humility, empathy, and constructive dialogue. A smart person understands that fostering positive interactions and learning from each other is more valuable than asserting one's correctness. Seneca, a Stoic philosopher, emphasized the importance of maintaining harmonious relationships and avoiding unnecessary conflict. He wrote, "It is the power of the mind to be unconquerable." This means that true strength lies in maintaining composure and understanding, even in the face of disagreement or frustration. Saying "you're wrong" can create a sense of division and defensiveness. It shifts the focus from finding solutions and learning to assigning blame and asserting superiority. A smart person recognizes that effective communication and collaboration are key to personal and collective growth. By avoiding this phrase, we create a more supportive and constructive environment. Stoicism also teaches the importance of focusing on what is within our control. While we cannot control others' actions or decisions, we can control our own responses and attitudes. By approaching each situation with empathy and understanding, we foster positive interactions and build stronger relationships. By regularly examining our own thoughts and actions, we can identify areas where we may have contributed to a problem or where we can improve. This practice helps us develop a mindset of accountability and continuous self-improvement, rather than one of blame and superiority. Saying you're wrong can also be a missed opportunity for learning and growth. Instead of focusing on being right, we should focus on understanding the situation and finding ways to move forward. A smart person recognizes that every experience, even those that involve mistakes or misunderstandings, is an opportunity for learning and improvement. Lesson 10. I don't care. The phrase "I don't care" reflects a mindset of indifference and can damage relationships and communication. Stoicism, however, teaches the value of empathy, compassion, and engagement. A smart person understands that fostering positive interactions and showing care and concern for others is crucial to personal and collective well-being. Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic philosopher and Roman emperor, emphasized the importance of empathy and compassion. He wrote, "If it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it." This means that our actions and words should be guided by a sense of integrity and concern for others. By showing care and concern, we foster positive interactions and build stronger relationships. Saying "I don't care" can create a sense of division and indifference. It shifts the focus from understanding and empathy to detachment and disengagement. A smart person recognizes that effective communication and collaboration are key to personal and collective growth. By avoiding this phrase, we create a more supportive and constructive environment. Stoicism also teaches the importance of focusing on what is within our control. While we cannot control others' actions or decisions, we can control our own responses and attitudes. By approaching each situation with empathy and understanding, we foster positive interactions and build stronger relationships. By regularly examining our own thoughts and actions, we can identify areas where we may be contributing to a problem or where we can improve. This practice helps us develop a mindset of accountability and continuous self-improvement, rather than one of indifference and detachment. Saying "I don't care" can also be a missed opportunity for learning and growth. Instead of focusing on indifference, we should focus on understanding the situation and finding ways to move forward. A smart person recognizes that every experience, even those that involve mistakes or misunderstandings, is an opportunity for learning and improvement.